But on the train ride from Chicago, Father had told me that every able-bodied person over the age of 14 was assigned to a job in their village. Strange how long ago that train ride now seemed. Mother shook her head. I won't be working in the kitchen. The elders thought it would create too much chaos for the kitchen boss if she had two new workers at the same time. I will be helping in the nursery, caring for toddlers while their mothers work. I couldn't believe my ears. My mother had been in on this arrangement long before we arrived. So both you and Father concocted this idea. And I thought you enjoyed our life in Chicago. What of your friends, Mother? What about your charity work? My mother pressed her fingers along the folds of her silk dress, a practice she exhibited when uncomfortable or nervous. I did enjoy living in Chicago. But I have my reasons for wishing to live a more simple life. She directed a wounded glance toward my father before continuing. Living in a manna will take adjustment, but my duties here will benefit others as much as any charity work I performed in Chicago. Maybe more. My father patted her hand. And you know how much your mother loves children. She requested an assignment where she could surround herself with little ones. Then it seems I am the only one who needs further advice. I'll go downstairs and speak with Sister Johanna. It seems that I have been instantly blessed with a multitude of brothers and sisters. I'd reached the bottom step when Johanna exited a room farther down the entry hall. With a pretty dress and decent hairstyle, Johanna would be a beautiful woman. Perhaps I could convince her to let me fashion her ash-blonde hair into an attractive new style that would accent her delicate features and deep blue eyes. I hurried toward her, my excitement mounting. You have a bedroom that opens into the hallway? Like dandelions in spring, my mind ran wild with possible schemes. With such a bedroom, it would be possible to enter and exit the house without being noticed. My excitement diminished when Johanna shook her head. No, those are Oma Reich's rooms. She's a widow without family, and her health is failing. She lives in two small rooms, and we assist her as needed. Sister Stilson and her son Rudolf live in the other rooms upstairs. I swallowed hard. I didn't know so many people lived here. So we will have only those three upstairs rooms? Johanna nodded, though she told me our family was fortunate to have two bedrooms with such a small family, I found her words difficult to believe. I offered a fleeting smile.